Kumlan la Black Gemara. It is Hayshana Rabba Tuf Shin Pei Aleph. We are in Masechta Erevin, Daf Samach Aleph, Amid Aleph. And just to bring you up to speed, we had Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who made the following statement. We're talking about Chum Shabbos, that this is that you can walk, which is 2,000 Amos. And he says that if you, let's say, position yourself, you know, outside the city, you can walk. And if you're 2,000 Amos, end up in the middle of another city, wherever it expired, the 2,000 Amos, that's where you have to stop. You can't walk any further. But he said, if your 2,000 Amos end up beyond that little city, for example, you live 1,000 Amos away from this particular city, and, you know, your city ends, and then you have 1,000 Amos, you reach the second city, and then the second city is only 900 Amos wide. So when you traverse the entire city and you come out another end, you only walk the total of 1,900. So then we look back and we say that the second city that you walk through is only considered like 4 Amos and you can walk further. That was what Rabbi Shimon Levi said. Abidi said, it's ain elu ela divin levius, it's so irrational, it doesn't make sense. What's the difference? Came along Rav and said, it's a Mishnah that we're about to learn today, where the Mishnah said you have a large city and not far from it you have a small city. The people, in Rav's version of the Mishnah, which we'll see later, the two versions, Rav's version is the people in the large city can walk through the small city, but the people in the small city cannot walk through the large city. What's going on here? And he explained, because the small city is narrower than 2,000 Amos, so the people in the large city, they walk right beyond the small city and they look back, it turns into 4 Amos, they can continue walking. But the people in the small city, when they walk 2,000 Amos from the small city, they end up somewhere in the middle of the large city, and that's the problem. And Rav Edi is not perturbed about the Mishnah, because his version of the Mishnah is that both of them can walk, the large city can walk through the small city, and the small city can walk through the large city, and it's talking about a different case altogether. It's talking about Benoisin, which means the people in the small city put their Eidiv in the large city, you know, the Eidiv for Tchumen to walk, to extend that walk, and the people in the large city put their Eidiv in the small city to extend that walk. And therefore, makes no difference where you are. Each one can walk to the other end of the city and then walk another 2,000 Amos. So that's what we're up to. Says the Gemara, we are up to Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, five lines at the top. Says the Gemara, Avol Moided Loi, right in the middle of the line. The Loi, we didn't learn anywhere about Moided, about measuring 2,000 Amos, you know, and you're coming across a city, and that's what Avidi is saying. We're only talking about Noisin, that you put your Eidiv in the other city. Let me ask a question, but now we learned in the Mishnah, Lamoided Sha'amru, and that person who measured, that we say, Noisin Loi Alpaim Amr, that we give them 2,000 Amos. In other words, you measure from your everywhere you are, and you're counting your 2,000 Amos. Afilu Seif Midasei Kola B'Mayra, it says, even if the end of your 2,000 end up in a cave. We'll see in the next Mishnah, but Kiva talks to the Chacham about it. If you end of your 2,000 Amos, end up somewhere in a cave. So it says clearly we are talking about, we're talking about measuring. We're not just talking about placing the Eidiv somewhere else. We're talking about measuring as well. So therefore, so what do you tell me the Mishnah is not talking about measuring 2,000 Amos and ends up in the middle of a city? So he says it clearly that even if the end of 2,000 ends up in a cave, wherever you end up, middle of the cave, that's where you end up. So it's clearly from here that if you end up middle of a city, middle of a cave and middle of a city, the same thing. You end middle of a city, your 2,000 Amos expire. We don't say that the entire cave becomes like a 4 Amos area or an entire city. So Gemara, you're right. What's bothering Rav Edi is that the Mishnah does not talk about Sefer Ir Itzchalei, the Leitzanan. What he's talking about in the Vias is the other part. The fact that if you're in one city and you count 2,000 Amos and you end up in the middle of another city, that's where you stop. That's a clear Mishnah. I agree. That part of Shur Levi makes sense. The fact that if you walk through the other neighboring city and you end your 2,000 Amos end, let's say, one Amma outside of the city, then we look back and we transform the city just merely to 4 Amos, that part, he says, where does that come from? The Mishnah mentioned it, and it sounds irrational. Says the Gemara, the one who says that the Mishnah is saying that both people can carry in both cities is not making a mistake. He has one understanding of the Mishnah, and that's Rav Edi. And the one who learns Ein Anshed, which is Rav, who says that no, the people in the large city can walk to the small city, but the people in the small city cannot walk to the large city. Also, Le Mishtab is not making a mistake. And I'll tell you how you learn the Mishnah both ways. Manda Tani Anshed, the one who says that both can walk in both cities, Le Mishtab is not making a mistake, the Mukla Benoisin. He understood the Mishnah is talking about that the people of each city put their Erev in the other city, and therefore the other city becomes part of their city, and wherever they are, they can walk all the way to the end of the other city before they start counting at 2,000 Amos. Uman the Tani, the one who learns Ein Anshe, that the people in the small city cannot walk to the large city. Lemish Tamish is not making a mistake. The Mukin Lahiba learn is talking about Bemaida. He'll learn talking about a case where you start counting from your city and your 2,000 Amas end up in the middle of the large city, you can't walk any further. And in fact, Chsuri Mechsa, a few words in the Mishnah might be missing. V'hachi Tani, this is how you should learn the Mishnah. Anche Yigdor, the people in the large city, Mahalchan is called Yigtana, can walk through the entire small city. The Ein Anche Yigtana, Mahalchan is called Yigdor, but the people in the small city cannot walk through the large city, because their 2,000 Amas expire somewhere. That's if you're measuring your 2,000 Amas and you end up in the middle of the large city, that's it, you're stuck. You can't go any further, you got to go back. But if you're in the large city, and the small city is very close to you, and that's where you place your Eidiv, or you're in a small city, and it's contiguous there as a large city, you put your Eidiv in the large city, you can walk to the other end of the other city, to the very end, and then start counting up Pai Mama. Omar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Omar Rabbi Rabbi, Omar Rabbi Huna, Eid, a city, so you sheves al sfasa nachal. A new thing now. If you're in a city that's on the bottom, I don't know if you have pictures there, but if you're in a city that's on the, that borders a river or an ocean, so im yesh lefone daka, if you have a wall, arba, you have a wall that is 4 amas, a partition, that is 4 amas, that's, let's say, that's almost 2 meters high, then moided in law misfasanach. Then we say, well, that's the edge of your city on that side, and we can count, start counting your 2,000 amas from the edge of that city, from those walls. But v'im lav, if there's no wall there, so you constantly feel threatened that there might be, you know, they might be flooded, that the waves will rise, and that it will flood the entire city. So you're always on notice. You know, climate change is happening, and all those houses, you know, might be eroded, the sand, whatever it is. Then ain moided in law pesel beisav. We learned before that if you're living in tents, it's not considered a city, it's not a cluster, because everyone there is on nerves and you might be picking yourself up and leaving straight away. So every person has to count their 2,000 amas from their own house. The same thing here, a city, if you're living near the river or near an ocean and you constantly feel threatened by waves or by floods and all that coming in from the tides of the ocean, then you're not really a permanent resident there and you don't have a wall, you don't have a city to per se. Every person counts the 2,000 amas from their house. Omele, bye-bye, I said to him, here, you tell me your partition of 4 amas, daka, arba amas, omele, Allah, maishnam, why is it different with kol daka da'amu da'bo? Before we learned that, you know, we're talking about if you live in a porch and then you know, and the people in the courtyard, you want to separate the two, all you need is the bottom of the ladder is a little doorway or a little wall that's only 4 tvachim high. And how come there you insist on having a wall that's 4 amas high, a real partition? Omele, he says, it's 2 different purposes. Rabbi Yosef explained to Abaya. Over there, the people in the porch are not scared of the people in the courtyard. They just need to do a reminder to make some kind of an act to show that they're not interested in being involved with the chutz of that Shabbos. They have their own air they'll carry there, and the people in the chutz have their own air. So all you need is something, a heker, something to show what your purpose is, intention is. So over there, le'bi'isa tashmishta, you're not scared. Over here, be'isa tashmishta. Over here, the people are constantly threatened by the waves, by the tidal waves, and therefore they don't feel permanent, they don't feel settled. And because they don't feel settled, it's not a city, and that's why each person has to count from 2,000 numbers. How do I know this? The time we learned. Now, this is very interesting, and Jonathan, here's a Gemara. Interesting that today should be the first day you're joining us for Daf Yomi, because it's an interesting Gemara, as you'll soon see. Maybe we can all relate to it. Hitir Rebbe, there were 2 towns. One was called Goder and one was called Chamasa. There were 2 towns that are both on the incline. If you look in Rashi, you see there's a slope. They're both on the slope, and one's higher up and one's lower down, and they're always, you know, being threatened that they're going to collapse. So if you have a wall on the bottom of your city, that sort of protects you. You feel that, you know, you have this permanence there. If you have no wall there, you're constantly worried that, you know, if there's a rain, an avalanche, everything collapses and it just falls right down. So the people in Goder had a wall. So the B'nai Goder, very interesting, Goder means a fence. Maybe that's why, in fact, that was named by the town. Because they're the ones that had a wall. Even though the other name, Chamosan, could also be Choyme, which is a wall. But nevertheless, it looked like it didn't have a wall. So the people in Goder were higher up on the mountain, and the people in Chamosan were a bit lower, but they're all on a slope. And it looks like it's quite steep. So Rebbe allowed the people of Goder to walk on Shabbos to Chamosan. But Be'ein B'nei Chamasan only Goder. The Chamasan were not allowed to go on Shabbos, take a walk, a spatzir, and go to Goder. Now, what's going on here? What's the difference? If you can go one way, why can't you go the other way? My time, so Rabbi said, I can only draw one conclusion. Lav, isn't it? I'll tell you why. Shanahani of Adak, the people in Gadar had a wall, a partition, and therefore they were a city. So it doesn't matter where you live in the city of Gadar, you don't start counting your 2,000 amas till it's, you know, outside of that wall. And that got them to Hamasin. But Vahani Lovadak, the people in Hamasin didn't have a wall. So therefore, since they felt threatened they might collapse, you know, if there's a strong rainstorm or something, that all the houses will fall down the mountain. So therefore, they used to, so they don't have a city. Each person has to count 2,000 amas from his house, and they did not reach the city of Gadar. Ki Osir Avdimi says, nah, no proof. I'll tell you what happened there. Strange, but I'll tell you what happened there. The people in Gadar were murderous people. The people in Hamasin were much more timid and well-behaved and civilized. So what happened was, Rebbe was, nothing to do with Shaul, Rebbe was trying to help them out, that the people of Hamasin should not go to Gadar because it is highly dangerous. They used to beat them up. The people in Gadar, for whatever reason, would go and beat up the people from Chamsim. So what do you mean, Hitler Rebbe allowed? Hiskin, he made a decree. He made a decree that people of Chamsim don't go visit Gadar. Says the Gemara, I understand. So Maishna Shabbos. Why only Shabbos? Then every day of the week, Rebbe should make an announcement. I don't want people of Chamsim to go to Gadar. Why only Shabbos? So look what the Gemara says here. The Shchicha Bashikrit. You know what happens on Shabbos? We have a Kiddush, and we all get high. All get very, very happy, and that's when they become wild. They lose control. During the week, even the people of God are well behaved. It's only on Shabbos that they have a Kiddush and they get shikr. Says the Gemara.
Is that the bit I'm supposed to relate to?
I'll leave it up to you to figure it out. But you must say it has gocha protis. Anyway, the main thing is it's Man Sim Chaseinu, we should all be happy. So, says the Gemara, ki ozli lahosas. I don't understand. If you're telling me the people in Gadar were dangerous, so how do we allow people of Gadar to go to Chamsin? They're going to beat up the people of Chamsin in their own city. So ki ozli lahosas nami metatalu. Won't they beat up the people? And so why? So he should have made a rule that people of Chamsin shouldn't go to Gadar and people of Gadar shouldn't go to Chamsin. Says the Gemara, a famous saying, kalba b'lemasya, dog outside of its habitat, shev shnin le'nava, for 7 years he won't bark. In other words, the people of Gadar feel very comfortable in their own home, and therefore they are going to beat other people up who come into them. But they come to another city, they behave like mentioned. Says the Gemara, fine. So now it'll be the other way around. The people of Chamsin will take revenge. Hashtanami metatze b'nei Chamsin le Gadar. If every time they go to Gadar they get beaten up, so now if the people of Gadar come to Chamsin, won't the people of Chamsin beat the people of Gadar? Kulahai lekaiflu. The people of Gadar can stand up for their rights. They're not going to beat up the people of Chamsin while they're in Chamsin, but if somebody in Chamsin threatens them, they surely can defend themselves. So therefore, and that's nothing to do with Chum or anything else. Different story altogether. Why we tolerated that the people in Gadar should beat up people in Chamsin and didn't call the police or something? I don't know. Says the Gemara, Rab Safra gives us a different answer. Nothing to do with, it's to do with Chum, but nothing to do with what Rabbi Yosef had to say. If you remember, we learned the Gemara a while ago, about a town that's shaped like a U, a horseshoe. And we said that if the ends of the horseshoe, which we used the example of a bow and a string, if the bow is narrower, that the ends of the bow are narrower than 4,000 amas, then we imagine that there's a string going across over there where, you know, where the tips of the U are. And all the people in that U can walk to the string, and from the string, they can walk another 2,000 amas. But if it's wider than 4,000 amas between, then there's no imaginary string, and every person can only walk from their house with 2,000 amas. And that's what happened here. Ir Asuika Keshav, it was a city, the city of Chamsin, on the bottom of the hill, was shaped like a U. So therefore, the people in Gadar had a normal city with a wall, so everyone in Gadar can go to the end of the city, to the end of the wall, and they start counting 2,000 amas. But the people in Chamsin, since they didn't have, it was wider than 4,000 amas, you know, the higher part of the city, the tips of the U, so they couldn't walk, because everyone had to count the 2,000 from their houses, and if you're counting from the houses, they couldn't make it to the other place. No, it's a large city and a small city. And therefore what? The people of Gadar were a large city, so they can walk to Chamsin, and they finished the 2,000 on the other side of Chamsin, so they can walk the entire thing and continue. The people in Chamsin, there's nothing with beating each other up. The people in Chamsin were a small city, so when they walked 2,000 amas, they ended up somewhere in the middle of the city, and that's where they ended up. Basically, it's more or less the same thing that Safra said, Apsafra said here you have to count from their houses, and they ended up in the middle of the city, and other people counted from the wall, therefore they had to walk through the entire city. But just a different circumstance. We don't know who said what. One of them said, it was like a bow. It was a large in a small city. Next Mishnah, this finishes up, wraps up the whole thing of Tchumim before we go back to Erevin of Chatzeris. Anche Igedola, this is what we just learned. The people of a large city, Mahalchin is called Tana, can walk through the entire small city. Anche Tana, the people of a small city, Mahalchin is called Igedola, can walk through the entire large city. Keitzer, what do you mean? Misha Hoya be Igedola, if somebody lived in a large city, the Nosan S. A. Ruve be Igtana, if somebody lived in a large city and placed his Eidav in the small city, or be Igtana, or he lived in the small city. And even Nosan as Eidu, places Eidu in a large city, Mahalach as Kula, he can walk the entire neighboring city, the Chutzla, and till the very end, Alpai Mam, and then another 2,000 hours after that. Now, Bekiva says, Ein Le Ela Mamoka Meiruve Alpai Mam. Bekiva says he doesn't have, from his Eidu, only 2,000 Amas. Now, Bekiva says that you cannot, if you place your Eidu in another city, it doesn't give you the right to walk through the entire city. You just count 2,000 Amas from your Eidavis, and that's it. And that's all you can walk. Okay, and that's so he argues with the Chacham who say that we give you the entire city. He says if you place an Eidav somewhere else, all you get is 2,000 Amas from the positioning of that Eidav. It doesn't matter if it's in the middle of another city, you only get 2,000 Amas from your food package. Not we give you the right to walk the entire city and then start to do the lamas. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Yet the maiden, don't you agree to me?" And this is the case we had before on the top of the page. Benoisin eiruva b'mayda. You place the eidav in a cave. She'ein le elam and mokam eiruva alpai mama. You don't say, "Oh, the entire cave. The cave might be 100 amas long." We don't say, "Well, the entire cave is like 4 amas," and begin counting your 2,000 at the end of the cave. We don't say that. We say wherever you put the food down in the cave, that's where it is, and you begin counting your 2,000 amas from there, and then another 4 amas you're entitled to. Omro, they said, yes, we agree. But Amos, you know why we agree by a cave? Bizman she'ein bo de'edin. In other words, if you put your Eidav somewhere, and even though it's a house, whatever it is, but nobody lives there, then you're right. You start counting your 2,000 amas from the package. Avol yesh bo de'edin, if this cave had inhabitants, or like in a city, plenty of people live there, then mehalech es kuli, you're allowed to walk the entire area. So even though you put your Eidav somewhere else, if it's the middle of a city, you can walk the entire city, it's not counted as your 2,000 steps, and then the chutzula paimam, and then you begin counting 2,000 steps. Nimtze comes out, kal toichem al gabbeth, there's a leniency inside the cave than above the cave. And that is because inside the cave might be, because you're protected, people live there. So therefore, if you put your food inside the cave, the entire cave area is considered your Eidav, and you can start counting 2,000 amas from whichever direction you want. But on top of it, nobody lives, then you only have 2,000 amas from wherever you put the food down on top of the cave. Well, the moided she'amru, and this is the part that we brought before. And when we say measuring, she'neisin al-pamam, well, if you measure 2,000 steps, we'll give you 2,000 steps. Afilu seif midosei kola b'mara. Even if it ends up right in the middle of the cave, that's where your 2,000 steps end, right in the middle. This is what Shmuel Levi was saying. If your 2,000 steps end up in the middle of a city, that's it, you're stuck. If your 2,000 steps end up at the end of the cave, then we look back and we say, well, the entire cave is only 4 amas, and therefore you can continue walking till you reach your 2,000 mark. Something about it further, I'm going to be named Shmuel. Here's the name of Shmuel. Shavas Be'ir Chareva. What happens if you rested in a city but there was nobody living there? Nobody living there. But, you know, let's say I destroyed a city that's a ghost town, but the houses are still up, are still erect, and the walls and everything else. What happens? So if you rested there, the Rabbanan, because you rested there, not you put your food there. Remember we learned before in the Mishnah, if you put your food there and nobody lives there, then wherever your food is, that's where you start counting your 2,000 amas. But here, you personally were there, you rested there. The Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, Mahalech es Kula, you can walk the entire area, that ghost town, and then the chutzla paimam, and then you start counting 2,000 amas. But he niach es eruva b'chareva, but if you only placed your food there, you didn't personally attend, you just placed your food there. Then we look at the food, and that's where you count your 2,000 amas. Ein le lokim ruvi el paimam 2,000 amas. Rabbi Lezer says, echot shabbos. Rabbi Lezer says, whether you rested in that ghost town, or echad niach, he holds that even if you put your food down in the ghost town, the perfect house is there, even though there are no residents, mahalach es kula, you walk the entire area, the chutzala, and you also walk outside it, alpai mama, 2,000 amas. So he argues, Shmuel, he holds that according to Chachamim, even if you just put your food in an area, houses that nobody lives there, You can count your 2,000 amos. So Gemara asks Meisa, he asks a question, Rabbi Lezer, how can Rabbi Lezer say that when in our Mishnah clearly Rabbi Kiva said to Rachamim, aren't you made that if you have a cave, aren't you made that if there's a cave that you only, and you place your food, you only count from the food, so because nobody lives there. So if you're in a ghost town and nobody is there, the same thing. You should count your 2,000 amos from where you position the food. Why does he say we give you an entire ghost town before we start counting your 2,000 amos? That's the most question. What's the difference? Meisvei Omer and Bakiva said to Rabban, "Yeah, the murder. Aren't don't you agree? But notice that we might have put your Eliv inside a cave. She ain't the mokum b'ruvah paying money of 2,000 amos." So Omer loy, and Rabban said, "Emesai bisman she ain't body Eliv. The cave has no dwellers. Then wherever you put the food, that's where you start counting 2,000 amos. Nu, habe ain't body Eliv. There's nobody living there. They agree that wherever the food is, that's where you start counting. So if you're in a ghost town and nobody lives there, you should start counting from where the food is." So he answered back, "You misunderstood the Mishnah. You know what it means? Ain't body Eliv. That there's no dwellers there." Ain't a real adira. Not all caves are suitable for living, and therefore it's not suitable for living. But this ghost town, even though nobody lives there physically, the houses are up, the walls are standing, and the roof is standing, so therefore people can live there. If people can live there, then we give you the whole area, and you only start counting outside that area. Tashra come here. Shavas be, it says in the Braisa, if you live in the city, I feel like you do the Kantuchya, even if the city is large, like the city of Antuchya. Or you know, Antioch, the Ma'ira in a cave, or if you're in a cave, Afilu Kima'ira Tzidkiyo Meryuda, even the cave is as big as for a king. Latzidkiyo, and he dug himself a cave out next to Shalayim, and so that he can run out. So he in case he's being attacked, he builds a large cave that he can escape. So what do we see from here? Even though they're a large area, I feel like you know, Yehuda, Mahalach is cooler, you can walk the entire area, the Chutzla, Payim, Amman, 2,000 Amos. So the two examples are a city and a cave. Ketani, you hear Dumi, the Marav, talking about a city similar to a cave. Ma, Mara, just like a cave. Chareva has no dwellers. Af, Eid, a city too, Chareva has no dwellers. And yet it says, Vishavasin, only if you personally were there. Then we'll give you the entire cave or the entire city, and then you start counting 2,000 amos. But if you only put your food there, it sounds like even in the city. If it's a ghost town and nobody lives there, you put your food, we won't give you 2,000 amos from the end of the city, edge of the city, only from where you put your food. Now, man, who's the author? If it's Rabbi Kiva, then why talk about a city that's destroyed, that is Afili Shivanami? Rabbi Kiva holds that even if you live there in that town, we only give you... even if you put your food even if people live there, he doesn't make this distinction of people live there, don't people live there. According to Bekiva, if you put your food in another town, even people live there, we don't give you the entire town, we only give you 2,000 amos from wherever you put your food in. So what's the why talk about a city that's empty? Why talk about if you live there, not live there? A Philly Shivanami, even if people live there. According to Kiva, the main thing is not people live there, don't live there, you know, Charev. The main thing is whether you put your food where you are in your own home or you put it somewhere else. Put it somewhere else, we only give you 2,000 amos from where you put it. Elolab Rabbanan, go to Rabbanan. The timer and the only reason why you were getting the 2,000 amos from the edge of the cave or the edge of the city is the Shavas, only because you were personally there. Abel and Yechla, you put the food there? No. Is a Kasha Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds that it makes no difference if you're there and. Or not, yeah. And so the Gemara, no. Tema, ir, do me the mind. Don't say we're comparing a city to a cave. We're comparing a cave to a city. Ma, ir, just like a city. Yeshiva. Talking about it's populated. Af ma'ora, yeshiva, so too the cave is populated, and that's why we give you the entire city. And whatever kivir, so if it's populated, why do you have to be the person? Even if you put the food there, we give you the entire city. Because he goes to Kondrava Kiva. And he makes a difference of whether you are there or whether you put food there. He says all you get is 2,000 amma, you put your ediv. But if you're there personally, he is moida that if you're there personally, you get the entire city. But if you put your food there, even though people are living there, according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't get your 2,000 amas. From the edge of the city, only from where you put your food. The Chachamim say that if people live there, we give you the entire town. But it says it's like the cave of Tzidkiyo, and we know that nobody lived there. So you're right. It doesn't mean perfectly like a cave of Tzidkiyo. Similar, not similar. We're talking about a large place. But not like in Moriski Yodi, Lahasa Kharev, nobody's there. But Hochi Yeshiva, in the town, people living there. He came to a town and he saw that the people in this particular town, in the city of Mavrachta, they were placing the Erev in a gathering place of Agoyver. He said to them, Gobu Beit Fei, why don't you put, since it's within your 2,000 amas, put it to the very edge of your 2,000 amas, somewhere in the middle of the city, but further out, so you can walk further away. That was he held. Wherever you put the food down, in the other city, that's where your 2,000 amas begin. You can walk further. They said to Rav, you decided that we cut the city in half. When it comes to Eidavin, it doesn't work that way. He called it Palgo, you Baal Machlekes. When it comes to Eidavin, we don't follow Rav. We have a rule, we always follow the lenient opinion. And we also had a rule a few weeks ago that Rav Akiva is halach like him against his friend, but not against his friends in plural. Hadin halach keitzad ma'avrin. Now, I'll ask you a quick question.